Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.
Well, the Bible is right. The Bible is right. We start off the program the same. Every week we start off the program the same, but we end up with a different place because we consider different scriptures every week. Amen? Glory to God. But aren't you thankful that the Bible is right? In a world, you know, I saw a program last night. I was privileged. I started to go to bed, but for some reason, I didn't know why, I turned the TV on. And it was a story about those young men, those five young men, who were convicted of attacking a jogger in New York City in Central Park. And they were replaying that whole story. But the part that I got to was when the police arrested those five young men and took them down to the courthouse, the police station. And they were interrogating them, glory to God. And they kept saying to them, now just tell the truth, just tell the truth. Just tell the truth, amen. Glory to God. They wanted to know what the truth was, what was right. And the young boys, they were only teenagers at that time, 14, 15, 16-year-old teenagers. And they got afraid, and they got so afraid that they departed from the truth. They hadn't done it, but the detectives kept telling them, if you'll confess, if you'll say this, this, and this, you'll be able to go home. So they had a choice to make, glory to God. They could stay with what was right, the truth, or they could lie and say what the detectives told them to say so they could go home. And they departed from the truth, amen. Glory to God. They departed from what was right. I'm glad the Bible is right. And when they did, I said to myself, this is not going to turn out good. This is not going to turn out good. We want to always hang on to the truth, hang on to what's right. Amen? Because the truth, in the end, it'll come out. It'll stand. Amen? And when these young men departed from the truth, glory to God, and departed from what was right, they found out it was a big trick. They got convicted, went off to jail. Amen? And I kind of knew that. See, the Bible is right, and it teaches you to go for what is right. Amen? To stand up for the truth. And regardless, to stand up for the truth. And these young men, when they were departing from the truth, they had a hard decision to make. But I didn't fault them, because when you're 13, 14, 15 years old, you're still a child. Amen. And these were big grown men standing around them, telling them, say this and you will send you home. You can get home. And they did this for up to 24 hours. And those kids cracked under that kind of interrogation. And I hope and pray, you know, you think, what they got to do with us, Pastor? Well, you know, the time, look at the timeline. Look at our timeline, our end time timeline. What does it say? It says we're waiting for the sixth trumpet war, amen? And then after that, we're waiting for the confirmation of the covenant, which is a peace treaty between the Israelis and the Palestinians. And that seven-year peace treaty, the first 3.5 years, according to the Bible, is going to be peace, but the second 3.5 years is the Great Tribulation. Well, what has that got to do with us, Pastor? Because then your test comes. your individual tests, whether you like it or not, tests in front of you. And you're going to be asked to stand up for the truth, glory to God, or go along with the rest of the whole world. The rest of the whole world will say that the Antichrist is God, and they'll take his number in their forehead or in their hand. And you're going to have to, the Bible is right, you're going to have to stand up for the truth one day. You're going to have to be willing to give your life. These kids were scared, and because they were scared, they lied on themselves. They said they did something that they didn't do. But they thought if they just went along, that they would get to go home. Instead, it was the enemy tricked them. They didn't get to go home. They went to jail. And brothers and sisters, this test face each and every one of us. Glory to God. It's going to face each and every one of us. Thank God it's in the future. Amen. I don't know how far in the future, but according to the Bible, it's the next to the last event that we're looking for. We're looking for World War III or the Sixth Trumpet War, and then we're looking for that peace treaty. And in the 7-year peace treaty, after 3.5 years, that thing is going to be broken, and war is going to be declared on the saints because they won't bow down and worship the Antichrist as God. But glory to God, the Bible is right, and it's the truth. And they're going to ask us to tell a lie and to say that the Antichrist is God. But we're going to refuse, amen? We're going to refuse to bow down to a man and say that he is God when we know who God is, amen? Glory to God. But we're so thankful the Bible is right, glory to God. We'll be able to stand because we have the truth. And because we have the truth and know who God really is, we're not going to go for the lie. Amen. The Bible is right. The Bible is true. And we're going to stick and hold to the truth. Right now, you're not called to make those kind of decisions. But the day will come, amen, when you will have to stand up for the truth. And we will. We will, because the Bible says that those who are in the Lamb's Book of Life, only those are the ones that's going to be able to stand. Everybody else is going to collapse. Amen? The Bible is right. The Word of God is true. Glory to God. And we hold on to what's true. Amen? Glory to God. We're going to hold on. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost inside of you is going to give you the strength when they're saying, when they're pounding the table and say, why don't you go along? Everybody else in the whole world is saying that this man is God. Why can't you go along with that? And you're going to tell them because the Bible is right. And the Bible says, glory to God, that Jesus is Lord. Amen. That Yahweh is God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the truth. That's why every program I start off with, the Bible is right. Men are going to say all kind of things, but the Bible is right. Amen. And we're going to stand for the Bible. We're going to stand for what the Bible says. And brothers and sisters, God is going to reward you. Didn't God reward Daniel when he stood for what was right? Glory to God. They threw him in the lion's den, but he stood for what was right. Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego, they were told to bow down or else they'd be thrown in the fiery furnace. But they knew that Nebuchadnezzar wasn't God. And they did what was right. They said, no, the Bible is right. And the Bible tells us that we should have no other God before us. Amen? We can't serve no other God. And we're not bowing down to you, O king. And he said, well, then you going in the furnace. And they said, yeah, okay, we go in the furnace because the Bible is right. We got to go with the Bible. Amen? To go with truth. We got to go with what's honest. Amen? And so I'm so proud of you all out there, you saints of God, because I know when the time comes, you're going to know that the Bible is right, and you're going to stand for what's right. And glory to God, your rewards are going to be great in heaven. Amen? That's just a fact. Amen? Well, saints of God, we're in Proverbs 14:22, and another tough subject tonight. because it talks about evil, amen? And we're only talking about evil because that's what comes up in this verse. Proverbs 14:22 says, glory to God, do they not do they not err that devise evil? In other words, saints of God, the Bible teaches here, glory to God, that people that get into evil, they err. Amen. And to see what the Bible has to say about that, I'm just going to stay in the book of Proverbs. We're not even going to go to the other 65 books to see that a person that gets over into evil errs. And you say, well, that sounds, I don't know. I don't know a bunch of people that get into evil. Oh, you don't? You don't? You don't know about witchcraft? You don't, in honesty, you don't know that people pray all kind of prayers other than good, honest Christian prayers to God, that there's evil people that pray things against different things. You know, there's the natural way that people want to win, but so many people resort to witchcraft, and they resort to some form of evil. You know, my group, my people in my church, I had to show them some stones out in front of car dealerships and out in front of businesses. Often people will put great big stones, and they'll when they dedicate the business or the building, they pour oil on it, and they call some kind of priest down, and he says some kind of incantations and asks super powerful powers to bless the business. Don't you have your eyes open? Haven't you ever gone into the majority of Asian businesses? Don't you see little Buddhas on the floor or on a shelf, and you see where incense was burned, and you see fruit around this object? They're invoking supernatural powers. You know about it, but you just haven't paid attention to it. It just hasn't. You haven't had anybody to call it to your attention. But many people resort to evil to get their ways. There's all kind of in this country. I mean, I tell you, we have a store, what, maybe five blocks from us, where there's a sure enough witch doctor. I mean, and one day I had occasion to go. I was going in there. I wanted to get some books on when I teach spiritual warfare, and I tell people about witchcraft, I'd be able to show them books that they could see so I could show them, because so many people, it's around them, it's all around them, but they're not realizing it. They're not seeing it. They see it, but it doesn't register to them that that's witchcraft. And there's all kind of different forms of witchcraft that's played and all kind of different places witchcraft is played. Amen? A lot of people get into witchcraft, glory to God. Some people, they say, my form of witchcraft is benign. It doesn't hurt anybody. And then there's the witchcraft that hurts people. But all of that is evil. Amen? And here it says, do not they make error that devise evil. You get into evil, the Bible says, glory to God, that you make a mistake. You're making a mistake, glory to God, if you get into that. Amen? Glory to God. I'm up against a commercial. I need an hour for this subject because a whole lot of people need their eyes open. It's all around them, but they're not recognizing it. Amen? It's there, but they're not recognizing it. They don't have someone to point it out to them. But believe me, it's there. I'll be right back after the commercial. Hold on.
Do you need tile installed in your home or business? Then John Robinson Tile, LLC, is the company for you. We have over 60 years of experience installing tile. We do bathrooms, kitchens, and so much more. Give us a call at 803-529-0092. Check out our website at www.johnrobinsontile2.com. Visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. Just search J. Rob Tile or John Robinson Tile. We're licensed and insured and Schluter certified. If you need tile installed, we are your company. We believe in laying hands on everything that we do. That's John Robinson Tile Installation Service for new and old homes. Renovation of kitchens and bathrooms, installs all types. That's John Robinson Tile, the number 2.com.
Beloved, we're considering that the Bible says, do they not err that devise evil or get into witchcraft and all kinds of evil things, amen? And we only got 15 minutes, so I'm going to have to hurry it up. And we're going to be in the, I'm going to try to stay in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 11:19 says, as righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. Amen. The Bible here says when a person pursues evil, when they want to get over into witchcraft and they want to get over into, see what evil is, people use evil to get their own way. To get their own way, they'll go to the witch doctor and say, I love this man, but he's about to break up with me. Give me a love potion or say some incantation or how do I put a spell on him? I love him and I want him to stay with me. Or they go in and they say, I want wealth. I want prosperity. And listen, I know so many people on the block that are into so many different kind of things. Ancestor worship, all kinds of things, and they'll tell you straight up, and I'll say, you need to get saved, you need to give your heart to Jesus. And one man told me, it will never happen, never happen. I'm worshiping the ancestors, I'm going to be a high priest of this, that, and the other thing. You run into people who worship Haile Selassie, all kind of weird stuff, and they do things. I went into this store and a young man, they're holding hands. He's holding hands with the witchcraft worker, and the witchcraft worker got all kind of beads on his wrist, and he's shaking them beads on his wrist and speaking to the man, prosperity, wealth, health. He's speaking to the man and telling him by incantations and by all kinds of vexes and hexes and all kind of things. I mean, believe me, it's out there. It's been all around you, but you haven't been paying attention to it. Amen. Glory to God. In Proverbs 3:7, it says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. The Lord, in the Bible, it says to depart from evil. Amen. We are not to practice any kind of evil, amen? That's not what God calls us to do. I got to speed it up because I got 10 minutes. Proverbs 4:14, the 14th verse says, enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men, amen? Listen, I ran into this book one time. Oh, this has been about 50 years ago, and it was like evil people's Bible. You may see it once in a lifetime. I wish I'd have grabbed it and kept it, but they have a way. Okay, have you ever read the evil political guy who Machiavelli? What does he do? He teaches rulers how to rule. And many of the devices in that he uses, they're evil, amen? Don't you know that intimidation is evil? Using fear is evil. Using drugs, potions, poisons, that's evil. The Bible says to depart from the evil way. Don't go in. There is a way. It's an evil way. Amen. And I'm telling you, if you don't look for these things, they can be right in front of you and you wouldn't know it, because you don't know what the symbols mean. You don't know what is right before you. Amen. Glory to God. You see it, but you don't know what it means, so it doesn't register to you. But just because it doesn't register to you, does it mean it's not there? Amen. Proverbs 5:22. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sin. His own iniquity shall take the wicked himself. Amen. The stuff that he does is going to come on him and hold him and grab him. Amen. Glory to God. Why? Because God says that doing evil, if you get into that, you're in error. Amen. Proverbs 8, look, and we're just in the book of Proverbs. If we went to the other 65 books, there's tons that tell people to depart from evil. Don't do evil. Don't go in the evil way. See, you're in the Christian way, so that's about all you know. But when you get in the Bible will open up your eyes to show you that there's also out in the world an evil way. Glory to God. And some people, for advantage, for money or for prestige or for fame or for fortune. Let me just tell you this. I ain't got time to prove it to you. But a whole bunch of your superstars and celebrities, the way they got there was to make a deal with the devil. They went in the evil way. They actually literally sold their soul for celebrity status, wealth, all that stuff, just to be famous. Amen? And then they get there and discover that all of that's empty, but they've already sold their soul to the devil. Amen? The Lord don't want us to go in the evil way. He wants us to go in the way of life, amen, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Proverbs 8:13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward or perverse mouth do I hate. There is an evil way, amen. There is a good way, but then there's an evil way. Proverbs 10:2, what am I doing? We're just looking at what the Bible says about the evil way. 10:2, treasures of wickedness profit nothing. The Bible says you get over in the wickedness, it'll profit you nothing. Amen? 11:22, that is the 11th chapter, the 22nd, the 21st verse. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. God says you get over into wickedness, you walk in the evil and the wicked way, the evil way, he says you'll not be unpunished. Amen. Glory to God. Same chapter, the 27th verse says, he that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come upon him. You fool around, it's going to come upon you. Amen. Glory to God. God don't want you. Proverbs 12:2, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. The Bible says God will, if you get over into wickedness, God himself will condemn you. God himself will condemn you. I can't tell you how many people take up witchcraft, take up evil. Amen. They take it up. They think it's cute. Girl, they go learn how to put things in people's. I'm not going to say stuff because somebody out there may try it. So I don't want that. But you can be taught things to do. And a lot of times older people will teach younger people how to do it. Amen. And it's all evil. Amen. It literally is all evil. Glory to God. Glory to God. Proverbs 12:21. There shall no evil happen to the just. That's you. God preserves you from evil. His angels surround you and keep you. Amen. But it says, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Those that give themselves to these wicked ways, they're going to be filled with mischief. Two more verses real quick. Proverbs 14:11 says, "The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish." See, because you chose Jesus Christ, the tabernacle, your house, shall flourish. Amen. "But the house of the wicked shall be overthrown. Amen. The house of the evil shall be overthrown. Glory to God. Don't go in the evil way. Why? Because God's going to cause that house to be overthrown. Glory to God. And then 16:6, we're going to end it with 16:6, says, "By mercy and truth iniquity is purged, and by fear of the Lord men depart from evil." By fear of the Lord. We've got all kind of governments all over the world spending billions of dollars trying to figure out how to turn criminality around, how to cause men to depart from evil, how to stop all kind of gangs and criminal organization and evil. Amen. And the Bible gives them the answers for free, because the Bible is right and the Bible is true. The Bible says, "By fear of the Lord, men depart from evil." So all they got to do is just tell them what their end will be if they go in the wicked way. They'll end up in the lake of fire. Amen. They'll end up destroyed. They'll end up destroying themselves. Glory to God. The wickedness that they put out will come upon them. Amen. Even on the block, they say, what goes around comes around. Amen. Glory to God. If you do wicked things to cause other people to fall, it's going to come on you. You're going to have a fall. Amen. Glory to God. But because you're saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, you chose the way of righteousness. Amen. The Bible says that your house will flourish. The Bible says that God preserves you from all evil. You don't have to worry, glory to God, because God got your back. Amen. He says that he preserves you from all evil. Read Psalm 121, and you'll see in Psalm 121 where God promises you, if you've chosen Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, glory to God. If you're saved, God promises to preserve you. Amen. Remember that you're not your body, but God promises, Jesus said, that not a hair of your head, not a hair on your head shall perish. Amen. Glory to God, because he loves you and he'll keep you. Amen. In any situation, he'll keep you, and he's able, glory to God, to do it for you. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're out there toiling, glory to God, glory to God, trying to make it in this upside-down world, glory to God, glory to God, it's made for you to fail. It's made for you to give up and to join the evil way, to join the evil way and to turn away from God, to say, I just can't live this holy life. It's too hard for me. That's what it's geared to make you do. Amen? Glory to God. But you go with Jesus. You go in the way of righteousness. You ask Jesus to save you. And as a first step, if you don't, you're going to need Jesus. Amen? Glory to God. You're going to need Jesus. It's hard enough out here, glory to God, trying to do right. But then you're going to try to do right without the Lord? Whoa, that's almost impossible. Amen? Because something is going to make you trip and fall. Some addiction, some sin, and he won't do anything. Children of the devil, they'll lie on you. They'll falsely accuse you. So you could be doing the right thing, ain't even bothering nobody. And somebody will say, we got 50. I saw him take $50 out of the cash register. Glory to God. And get fired. I know of people that got fired because of false accusations. Somebody said something. They didn't even do it. And they got fired because of false accusation. You're going to need Jesus. I'm telling you, he'll keep you, glory to God. I didn't say that you'll be exempted from life. You'll still have problems and situations. But the Bible says no weapon formed against you will prosper. It didn't say no weapons will come at you to try to destroy you, but they won't prosper. Amen? Give your heart to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus so he can help you. You need a Savior. You can't save yourself. And the first step is to ask Jesus to save you. Turn from your sins. That's called repentance. Turn from your sins and ask Jesus to save you. and he'll do just that. He'll lead you to a church. Well, there they'll explain salvation in greater detail to you and tell you you need to get a Bible and you need to get water baptized and you need to get filled with God himself. You need to have a relationship with God himself and let God lead and guide you. You've been trying to lead and guide yourself, and look at the mess you made, glory to God. Ask Jesus to save you, and he'll do just that. This has been Pastor Williams. The Bible has the answers. The Bible is right. See you next week, 7 o'clock. Good night. Bye-bye.
I know the Bible is right.
It's The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams, coming to you live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Pastor Williams believes if you have a question, the Bible has the answers. Join us Wednesday on the show or at I Am Jesus Holy Ghost Church in Columbia, South Carolina, where service times are Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m., Sabbath Friday service at 7 p.m., and Saturday Sabbath Day service at 12 noon. Our motto is, it pays to serve God. Hit us up at IamJesusHolyGhostChurch.org. That's Pastor Aaron B. Williams, live on Never Had It So Good Gospel 107. Come on and get the Word of God at its highest level.